We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 7:55. Always good when we get to spend some time with our friend Cheryl Hack, Connecticut Landmarks Executive Director. Just back from Canada. Are you speaking with an accent?
You know, I didn't know whether to choose a French or an English accent, so not yet. I'm debating this.
So summertime is technically still going on.
It is.
And at Connecticut Landmarks, you've got so many historic properties. What kind of summer type things are you still doing?
So this Thursday, today's Tuesday, right? So
yes,
two
it
days
is.
From now. Final concert in our free outdoor summer sounds series.
Okay.
Booyah.
Nice. You say that very well.
Booyah. I love that. I love that. Formerly, you know, connected with the West End Blend is playing from 6 to 8 at the Butler McCook property. So please come, bring your picnics, your lawn chairs, your blankets, whatever's going to make you feel good about enjoying a beautiful summer evening.
Yeah, the weather says it's supposed to be nice, so you should luck out weather-wise. That concert series has been so popular. Why do you think people are so into that?
It's such a beautiful place to sit and enjoy great music. We have a lovely Jacob Wiedemann-designed garden, and it's a very lovely spot in the city.
Yeah, and that is the Butler McCook House. And I don't think people, Cheryl, understand just how historic that property is.
So the Butler McCook family built the house in its initial rendition in 1782. Of course, Main Street was a residential street in Hartford. And fast forward to 2019, and the Butler McCook house remains the only vestige of that important period in the city's history.
How many concerts do you have? How many of those concerts do you have a summer? Do you have one a month?
We have one a month.
Okay,
yeah.
So that works out pretty well.
So June through September.
And this is the last one, because this obviously we don't know what the weather's going to be like in October.
We have a great art exhibit by Mark Patnode up. So during the break, you know, folks can come and take a look at that exhibit, which is in our Amos Bull House at the back of the Butler McCook property, and the Butler McCook House will also be open.
What is the Amos Bull House? It sounds interesting.
Yeah, so it was built in 1788, and it was actually on Main Street. It's a little federal brick townhouse, and it was moved by the state. It's the first building to be listed on the National Register of Historic Places in Connecticut. And it was moved to save it to the back of the Butler McCook property. And it's been our offices since 2014 when we completed the renovation.
We've only got about a minute here before we got to go to break. But let's talk a little bit about Saturday, 1 to 4 at the Bellamy Faraday House and Garden, Monarch Madness.
Yeah, so this is Saturday the 14th, also coming right up. And, you know, fall is such a beautiful time to get out and do activities with your family. Mm-hmm. So this is a kids' event, monarch butterflies. It's awesome to see their life cycle, you know, from caterpillar to cocoon to butterfly, see the milkweed. So, yes, that will be a really fun day at the Bellamy Faraday House and Garden in Bethlehem.
Okay, so that's out in Bethlehem.
Out in Bethlehem.
To make sure they're having one of the primaries today. All right, we're going to take a breath. We're going to let Cheryl get her breath while we do traffic and weather and news. And then we'll come back because there's a lot more things to talk about with the executive director of Connecticut Landmarks and one of our favorites because she's so energetic, Cheryl Hack. Today, we're delighted to be joined by Cheryl Hack, Executive Director of CT Landmarks. We're talking about all the great things that are coming up. And this Saturday, you've got a few things, including something at the Nathan Hale Homestead.
We do. And again, Joe, you know, we love having the opportunity for people to get out and see the landscape of these beautiful properties that Connecticut Landmarks owns. So, yes, on this coming Saturday, the 14th at 11, go to the Nathan Hale Homestead and join our staff for an easy stroll through the family farm and forest.
That sounds like fun. Now, where is the Nathan Hale Homestead?
It's in Coventry.
See, I would have thought because Nathan Hale Ray High School is in East Haddam, it'd be in the center part of the state, but it's not.
It is not.
Yeah.
It's in Coventry.
Okay.
And the site, as many of your listeners know, is home to the largest farmer's market in the state of Connecticut.
Is it? Now, how long will that run?
Hey, you know, the town of Coventry is doing such a great job with that. So every Saturday, June through October.
Farmers markets are great.
Yeah.
Really. And
yeah.
There's so many good ones around the state and stuff. Now, I know one of the big activities, and the Rayman's going to be involved with it when he comes back on Tuesday, September 17th. Once again, it's at the Butler McCook Garden. It's the end of summer garden party.
Yes. And, you know, we all need a good party to just deal with our angst of summer.
Amen. Right? Thank you.
Right. And this year, we really have something special going on. We're partnering with the West Hartford Garden Club to raise funds to restore the Victorian plantings in the garden. And we're celebrating the life of Hartford arts and culture icon Cynthia Dodd, landscape architect, designer, founder of the Dirt Salon, who passed just a year ago.
Now, what in God's name is the Dirt Salon?
The Dirt Salon was an art venue in just on Bartholomew that Cynthia founded that had art studios and music, and it was a really amazing gift that she gave to the greater Hartford community.
Now, what do people have to do to be able to, what's the price and how do they get tickets and the like?
Yes, thank you. So Ray will be there, and as you said.
Does Ray put a flower in his ear or a flower in his lapel? Does he play the role, or is he just kind of?
He does.
He does. He's good at that.
He's a charming host.
He is a charming gentleman.
Charming. So tickets at ctlandmarks.org, $75 for an individual, $125 for a couple.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, please. It's for a great cause.
Now, is this rain or shine?
The rain date is Wednesday, the 18th,
because
it will be an outdoor event.
Right. Okay. So it has to be
ctlandmarks.org.
Rain or shine. Let's push forward a couple weeks into the fall, Cheryl, because September 28th, you've got something pretty good for your members, for the Connecticut Landmark members.
Yes. We are so excited. The very gracious owners of the exclusive historic Charles Beach House, and you can look this up at on the William Ravis real estate site. It is on the market.
Okay.
It is amazing. And we're offering a free program for our members that day. Again, you can join the organization if you go to ctlandmarks.org from 1 to 4. We'll have an architectural presentation by noted architect Patrick L. Pinnell, FAIA. And we're partnering with the Sonia Plum Dance Company.
It sounds interesting.
Hartford. They're going to perform on the big, beautiful lawn outside. So
perfect.
Again, ctlandmarks.org to get your membership.
Now, how do people, and like, what does a membership entail?
A membership, you know, it's so reasonable. $45 for an individual, $55 for family for a year, free admission to all of our properties.
Right.
Free invitations to members' events such as this one, and discounted admission to our many special programs throughout the year.
So many good things coming up in the next few weeks. And you can go, of course, to ctlandmarks.com.
.org.
I'm sorry, you're an org. I should have known you were an org. ctlandmarks.org and find out all the information. Thanks for coming in. It's always good to see you.
Thank you. And happy fall.
Happy fall, and good luck with the garden party. Make sure Ray behaves.
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah, okay, good luck with that. Because if you can get him to do that, you'll be the first.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.